This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The Milwaukee Police Department launches a new alert program. The Specialized Alert for Enhanced Response, or SAFER, program is designed to provide first responders with information that will assist them when helping a person with special needs. The information in the alert includes specific conditions, potential triggers, and de-escalation techniques. The alerts are generated from registered addresses and people in the computer-aided dispatch systems. A new leader has been chosen from Milwaukee's Office of Community Wellness and Safety. Mayor Cavalier Johnson names Adam Procell, CEO of Paradigm Shift, to lead violence prevention activities in the city. Procell spent nearly 25 years behind bars for a gang-related homicide when he was just 15. He also wrote Act 233, a law mandating the creation of a community reentry center in Wisconsin. A competency hearing is ordered for the mother of an infant found dead on Milwaukee's West Side. Shayna Brothers is charged with one felony of hiding the corpse of a child in the death of her 10-month-old Rain Taylor. The baby's remains were found inside a cardboard box at an apartment near 27th and State Street last Wednesday. An autopsy found a skull fracture consistent with blunt force trauma. Brothers is currently in custody on $50,000 bond. Requesting the charges against the father of Abundant Life Christian School shooter in Madison be dismissed. According to a legal briefing, Jeffrey Repnow's legal team believes the theory of liability being used to tie him to the deadly December shooting doesn't stand up to traditional review and violates the Second Amendment rights. Repnow is accused of giving his daughter, Natalie Repnow, access to firearms despite her ongoing mental health struggles. Those guns were used in the shooting that killed a student and a teacher and injured several more. Repnow has a bond hearing scheduled for Thursday.
This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up... If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. Yes, I'm still amped from yesterday. Who jacked the TV? It's off. I got no clock. I got no life. It just went in. You know, TV stays on so long, it just goes into, you know, that screensaver mode. I guess that's the one thing I don't like about TVs, screensaver. Like, why exactly do you have screensaver on a TV? It's a TV. It should turn on and it should just cut off. Like, why you got to shave the, well, no, I might want to come back to it. I went to the, no. If you've been watching TV longer than a certain, like, if you want the government to come in and do something, that is what the government should come in and do. They should regulate TV and internet watching. so that it's automatically set that if the doctor, after 45 minutes, you should stop watching social media. Well, then it should just shut off after 45 minutes. And then you got to wait another 45 minutes before you can watch it again. That's what I think. But as they say, thank God nobody asked me, because didn't nobody ask me. But that's what I would do. That's exactly what I would do. I would set it up so that we would not have to bother with all this nonsense that's going on in the world today. But I digress. I have some questions I want to ask. I'm pretty sure it's going to cause an argument. I'm pretty sure people are going to get mad because they're going to cry and say they didn't get their way because I didn't let them say what they wanted to say in the way they wanted to say it. I get it already. Not that I care, but I get it. And so one of the things I want to just jump out and talk about today is me. I want to talk about my politics. I'm tired of everybody crying and moaning and all kind of ridiculousness and calling me this and calling me that, or on the side calling me some snide remark about whatever because they themselves are not. I don't know why they do it. I can make assumptions about why people do what they do and say what they say about me. But then I would have to actually care. And in that instance, I really don't care. Now, I don't use I don't care in a reckless way. I don't use it in a way that would cause other people to feel bad or for me to dismiss people. I use it that way. Let me rephrase that. I use it in a way that lets people know that what you think and what you say is not going to have an effect on how I feel and how I think and what I say. And I think that's important, especially politically, because I believe we do ourselves a disservice when we pretend like we're these political junkies, we're these political people, and that when you don't follow what we think you should follow, we demoralize you, we trash you, we talk about you, we treat you as if you're a pariah. And I just find that interesting because I believe if we presented our way in a certain way politically, people wouldn't take advantage of us. I believe that people would not take advantage of Black people. I believe that wholeheartedly. And so I'm here to say today that I am what you would consider a political agnostic. Now, do you know what agnostic means? It's from the religious term agnostic. A political agnostic is a concept that draws from religious agnosticism, suggests that certain truths, particularly about the divine, are unknowable. They're just some things you don't know. But yet, religion is based on belief. But we're not going down that road today. Applied to politics, agnosticism reflects skepticism toward absolute claims of ideology, party loyalty, governmental authority. Rather than fully embracing one political doctrine, the political agnostic, that's me, recognizes the limits of certainty in political thought and instead prioritizes open inquiry, evidence, got it? Evidence-based reasoning, pragmatic engagement. This stance rejects the rigid binaries of left and right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. Instead, it emphasizes intellectual humility and a little flexibility. Some of the stuff is good, some of the stuff is bad. Some of the stuff works, some of it doesn't. And instead of lying to ourselves, if you're politically, if you're intellectually honest, you would know that certain parties have done great things to help us on both sides of the aisle. And some parties have not done anything. And that's just how it goes. At its core, political agnosticism rests on the belief that no single ideology or party has a monopoly on the truth, the complexities of governance, the diversity of human needs, and the constant evolution of society make it difficult for any one frame, Republican or Democrat, to provide definitive answers to all political challenges. Political agnostics argue, that's me, that dogmatic adherence to ideology, no matter what, often leads to polarization, kind of what we got now, gridlock, kind of what we got now, and ineffective policy. We definitely have it now. Now, by acknowledging the limits of certainty, we promote a more nuanced approach to civic engagement that prioritizes outcomes over allegiance. And so this idiocy we talk about always being a Democrat and running and voting when it serves you none. And your only argument when I argue it is that, well, the Republicans, because you never acknowledge the fact that there are things in the Democratic Party that do not work for us, that have never worked for us. They've used us over and over and over. And your only option is to say, well, what, we going to be Republicans? That's completely irrelevant because we're not talking about that. And somebody needs to step to the plate and tell the Democratic Party, you got to stop punking us. You need to follow the rules. And by the way, here's a copy of the rules. But we won't do that. We follow it and we follow it and we're never quite good enough. Isn't it amazing? We're always good enough to run for mayor. We're good enough to run for county executive. We're good enough to run for county board supervisors. We're good enough to run for city council. But outside of that, you want to be governor? Oh, you're not ready. Oh, you want to be like a senator? Oh, you're not ready. And then they pick who they want. Oh, the Democratic Party picks the Democrat who they want to run for office. Oh, okay. So us constituents don't get to do that? No. Political agnostics argue that dogmatic adherence to ideology leads to what we have today. Acknowledging the limits of certainty, I promote a more nuanced approach. So one of the major strengths to this is a commitment to critical thinking. Instead of filtering information through partisan lenses, what it means to be a Democrat, Republican, independent, all that other nonsense, I look at policies, the leader, the person, the institution. For example, I may support conservative fiscal policy, not spending a lot, and endorse progressive social reforms. Because, not because of loyalty from either camp, but because I find value in both of those things. Not spending a lot of money, saving taxpayers' money so we can have more money to use on social programs. But then let's have a limit on those social programs so we don't give money away for free. I believe it creates a pluralistic political culture. That means everybody has a voice. Everybody can stand up and talk. We are so polarized today. We've become an echo chamber. It's like everybody gets together and they talk about, these are the words we're going to use. And then you go watch TV and everybody's using the same words. Everybody's saying the same nonsense. To give you an example, I was looking at CBS 58 today. CBS58.com, and they have an article in there that says, FEMA has yet to come. I looked at another TV station here, and their site said, yeah, FEMA's coming Thursday. I'm like, did anybody tell them that they were coming? But that's a reflection of bias. I'm gonna make everything negative so that no matter what, if whoever's in office is against my political ideology, I'm going to write the news to make it negative. I've watched Fox News and they'll report something and I'm going, excuse me, yeah, that's wrong. That is wrong. You have erroneous information, but then again, it was something positive that happened to a Democratic governor or a Democratic mayor, and they didn't quite want to say it in a positive way, so they found what? The negative part. Now, political agnosticism also should be criticized. Some argue that it can easily slide into what's called apathy and disengagement, which is what people say. So sometimes when I tell people, yep, I'm done, I'm checking out, I'm tapping out, well, you're just going to quit? Because they always go to the extreme. You can be skeptical about ideological things to the point where you unknowingly discourage people from dealing with things that are urgent because they think you don't care, so then they don't reach out. Critics argue that inaction in the face of a moral crisis or, well, I guess that in and of itself would be a political choice. And that sometimes people perceive you to be in the middle, so there's really no change, and then nothing changes. So can you be loyal to being in the middle? I don't know. But I think it's valuable for us to even look at. We have to be skeptical, but we can still be responsible. We can still have independent thought, critique with principle, not just bashing, and pragmatic problem solving. Those are some things we don't have in Milwaukee. And everybody in charge seems to be, everybody in leadership politically, everybody in leadership in companies, Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 1000 companies, Fortune 100, are quiet. Not a word. We're not trying to reject politics. We're rejecting the illusion of absolute certainty in politics. If that were the case, black people would be significantly further than they are today by jumping on the Democratic Party bandwagon, and we don't have anything to show for it. And when people argue about showing me something for it, they argue about Trump, which makes absolutely no sense because instead of telling me what the Democratic Party has done or why they're a Democrat, they tell me what Trump can and will and won't do, which is completely and totally outside the argument. So, here's my challenge to you today. 833-212-1017 is the number. Tell me why you're a Democrat. Don't tell me what the Democratic Party has done for black people. If you can't tell me what the Democratic Party has done for you, don't call. If you're going to bash the Republican Party, bash independents, bash white people, but whatever, don't do that. Just don't bother calling, because what happens is you're showing that you don't really know, that you have no clear-cut, definable reason why you vote for a certain party. Watch this. If you're Republican, tell me why you're a Republican. Don't tell me about prior presidents. Don't tell me about Obama. Don't tell me about Biden. Don't tell me about any of that. Tell me what the Republican Party has done for you as an individual for you to vote Republican or Democrat. But I want to hear it. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know what? I dare you.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. He says the only one. Here's your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, nobody called. I didn't think so. Y'all can hit me on a talking text. I know y'all going to be, punkish and not hit me. But tell me. Demetrius say, hey, Dr. Harris, how you doing? I'm doing fine. So what you're saying is that there's a gray area between, let's say, political parties. No, I didn't say that. No, stop trying to paint your that is exactly my point. People try to paint it to make it fit what they think, but in fact, it's not. He say it's not cut and dry anymore. It is cut and dry. You're not making it cut and dry anymore. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're acting a fool. And you're doing dumb stuff. And it makes no sense. Ridiculous. Demetrius say, Dr. Harris, I used to be a Democrat, but now I guess you can say I'm an independent or even a political agnostic. That's what people say when they're conservative. Like Republican conservative, but they don't want black people to know that they're conservative, so they call themselves independents. And then you look at everything they do, and everything they do is. The problem with that, not the person doing it, the problem with that is black people as Democrats are not open-minded enough to literally accept a person as being Republican. They are so brainwashed. They are so stuck. That when common sense or something that will help them comes from the Republican Party, they reject it. And then it goes bad, and then they listen to the people that could have helped them, who then tell them, oh, it wasn't my fault. It was the Republicans' fault. And we believe it. It's just weird. When Republicans are told, hey, I can't hire I'd be able to hire you, but I can't hire you because I hire these black people because, you know, the law says. Who is completely and totally bastardizing the understanding of the Civil Rights Act as if it's only for black people when it's for everybody. There are so many lies being told on both sides that I don't understand why we support a political party that for the last 50 years has done literally absolutely nothing. That black people are worse off in every single quarter of life in America for the past 50 years and have gotten worse. No, I'm not saying be Republican. No, I'm not saying be conservative. I'm saying challenge the people that you've put your faith in to do what they said they were going to do. That's all. Katie, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, it's scary trying to call you because I always feel like you're going to bash whatever,
no,
whatever I say.
No, ma'am.
But, okay, here I go.
Wait. But can I disagree?
I think, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So basically, I think either party, whoever we put in, we always tell you what they're going
to
do.
What I want you to do is tell me why you're what
you are. I am, but you're going
to... No, I'm not taking any setup.
Right away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not taking any setup. I'm not taking any pretty accolades. I want to know why you vote for whatever party you vote for. What have they done for you is the question.
So I'm going to tell you and...
No, you're going to just tell.
Okay, so I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
Now, why am I a Democrat?
No, the question is, what have they done for you?
No.
That's the question. What have they done for
you? They've made me feel that I've done the best that I can do with the party that I chose.
Okay, that doesn't tell me anything. That's really...
See? Yeah.
What have they done for you? Like if you could measure it from 0 to 1... somewhere between like 0.5 or whatever. What have they done for, like, Like, what have they done for you? Have you gotten a job because of it? Have you had somebody from the party step up for you when you couldn't pay a bill and they stepped up? Like, what have they done for you?
Well, I haven't got any services like that from the city, state, or anything like that.
So then let me take it a step
but
further. Let me,
I know,
let me give
I know
you
people
your
that,
why
I know
do
people
you,
that have.
I don't want to hear about them. I want to hear about you.
See?
Because
See?
You
so
said
do,
you're a
so how do I answer the question
you can't.
When that's going to be my
you
answer?
Can't. No.
You've crossed out my answer.
No, I didn't. You answered the question
because
that I
want to do the best I can do for my people. Whether
Nope, we're not doing that.
Okay, see? I knew it. I knew you were going to shoot me down.
Not true.
Okay.
I didn't shoot you down. All I asked you to do is answer the question that I asked. What has the Democrat, and if you're a Republican, same thing. What has the Republican Party done for you? What has the Democratic Party, if you're Democrat, done for you?
And see, not I couldn't answer either one of those.
What
has the Republicans done for me?
Well,
I
then,
don't know. What
well,
has
then,
the Democrats done for me? I don't know.
Well,
me
there you
personally?
Go. Well, thank you so much.
But
I
try to do it for
no,
for
we're not
people.
Doing it for that.
Okay.
That wasn't the question. Now, next time I'll ask the question, how can, as we get closer to the election, I'll ask the question, how can the Democratic Party help us? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to make it personal,
yeah, well,
then
the
I want
point.
To be, right, but we're not going to jump big because I'm not touting any parties today.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Democrat.
All right, bye. She's crazy. Who was it? Okay, because I have no semblance of time. I got no clock. I'm just out here wild in the streets. Terry, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What has the Democratic Party done for you personally?
The Democratic Party has opened up doors and made things possible for people that are...
I asked them what they've done for you, did for people.
If
you just listen to what Katie just said,
what
I'm saying the same thing to you.
Okay,
what have they done for you? Okay,
I get it.
All right,
I get it. They have opened up doors for me. And,
in what way?
Allowed me
in what way?
Affirmative action. I worked on a job, right? And lo and behold, I became a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was because of affirmative action, because they never said that, but they needed to keep a quota. They needed to keep a quota.
You know, quotas are illegal.
To look good in regards.
So people think that, but quotas are illegal, and most companies don't have quotas.
Oh,
that is literally against federal law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like once they had
the
Civil Rights Act, quotas then became illegal. So, yeah.
And I also believe they have done for me affirmative action.
Okay.
Has given me the opportunity
to get a job.
Have opportunities in my, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I could have opportunity in my job career.
Okay.
And it has helped me. It has helped me and it has helped my family.
No, I'm just asking about you.
Okay, all right, okay.
All right.
Well, that's what it done for me. And I don't want to say this here.
No, that's it.
And my family.
That's it. No extra. That's it. Thank you, Terry.
I have a question.
Okay, I'm going to see. He's trying to ask a question and get around to get that. Yeah. Whoo! Stanley, I know you're hanging on. We're going to get to you. We're going to hit the talking text. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. The question, what has the Democratic Party done for you? I don't want to hear about your family. I don't want to hear about your cousins. I don't want to hear about your uncle and your mother. Your father. What has it done for you? Give me something tangible. All right?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Though you may not.
Y'all don't know nothing about that music.
You may not have
a car at all.
A car at all.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-10174. I always get mixed up because I pause too long and then I start thinking about something else and then I got to finish the phone number. And it's like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, something my brain doesn't give me, it's easy to trust Pella. Every piece is specifically constructed for you and your home, always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance to last for years, and built to create long-term energy savings. And today is the 19th. If you order by August 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. That's it. Just visit PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com. Stanley, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Ken, I'm real good. What I want to ask you is, when you talk about challenging, what exactly do you mean by challenging? Because it seems to me like the challenge at the ballot box is what could really change things, you know? Like,
what does
the
that
threat
even
of
mean,
losing
though?
Votes.
I'm trying to get out of the language of you know, the challenge at the ballot box. I don't even know what that means. Like, I want
well,
people
it seems
to be
like,
more. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if you feel like someone is taking advantage of you, there needs to be some type of a change, right? And there's a point where these discussions, you know, what are these challenge discussions consist of is what I want to know. Some people only respond to threats.
Okay.
So, when you talk about how you don't want to hear about people voting for Republicans.
That's not what I said.
More people.
That's not what
I said.
More
people did in the last election.
That's not what I said. See, you didn't hear what I said. You heard what you wanted to hear. And that's not a negative. That's actually supporting my point. We are so partisan in how we think and how we hear, and we think that we're right, that we're not open, that we haven't even taken the time to figure out why we feel the way we feel, why we believe what we believe, but what have they done for you? Not in general, but very specifically, what have they done for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I just started out with Democrats. I'll bump to Republicans. What have they done for you? Have you gotten a job? Has someone come in and spoken for you and got you out of a jam? Did you get water taken out of, like, where are the politicians for all the water that's in the basement? Are they going around the neighborhood? Are they checking? Like, what are they doing for you? Because I don't see that at all.
I see what you mean.
Right.
I see what you mean. No, that makes sense. I don't have a good answer to your question.
And that's okay. You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't expect one, because most people, when you ask them a very pointed question of what a politician or a political party has done for them, they can't answer it because they're too busy following the crowd.
That's right. My point in calling was there are alternatives and there are things you can leverage, but I see what you mean, Doctor.
Thank you much, Stanley. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's kind of simple. It's very straightforward. We're the only ones. And so before I get to Al, let me check the talking text line. Somebody said, I'm a Democrat in some ways, never, never, never a Republican. But I guarantee that I could probably ask you a question and you would answer it and it would come out sounding conservative. But that's okay, because not everybody 100%. Come on, Dr. Harris, you're being disrespectful. Let the young lady talk. No, that's not what we're doing here, Dimitri, and you don't seem to understand that. If I have a question, I need you to answer the question within the bounds of the question. Don't start venturing off into saying whatever you want to say and make it your bully pulpit. That's not what we're doing. I need you to answer, what have they done for you personally? And she was honest. She said nothing. He's done nothing. Now watch this. And the Republican Party hasn't done anything. That's what I'm trying to get away from. This is not your time to come in and bash the Republican Party, or if you're Republican, bash the Democratic Party on the sly. No, we're not doing that. It's a simple, straightforward question. Then Demetri says, what has the, in all caps, because now he's hollering at me, I guess, what has the Democratic Party done for you personally? We don't want to hear about your cousin, your kids, your dog, but that's my point. What has the Democratic Party done for me? So, one time I was in college, there was a, what do you call it? I sung in a gospel choir in college, interdenominational youth choir, Illinois State University. Every Thanksgiving weekend, there was a choir competition in Atlanta at the Omni Hotel, downtown Atlanta, on Peachtree. Loved it. Got there, and we would travel for 12 hours by bus because, you know, we was poor college kids, so we had to put our money together, get money from the university, and stroll down there. This is like 1981, 82. And we get there after rolling through the hills of Tennessee and northern Georgia, and our rooms aren't ready. We've been waiting 12 hours now. 12 hours. We got there at night expecting our rooms to be ready because it was after 3, and now it's 3 a.m., and we didn't have our rooms. I picked up the phone, called the NAACP. NAACP picked up the phone and called whoever the local Democratic Party chair was, and literally 20 minutes later, they were telling us they had our rooms. I don't understand why we didn't have a room, but I did. Then the person at the desk said, you didn't have to call the NAACP on us, because they called the Democratic chair, the party chair, and then they came down here. I said, oh, so that's what it was. They came down here. Yeah, they lit down the street. Oh, okay. So the Democratic Party has done things for me. In Chicago, very specific things. I've called. I've had my garbage picked up by a truck that came to my apartment just to pick up my garbage. I've had awards from the mayor's office. It's like, so there are very specific things they've done for me. Helped me get a summer job. Gave me information on how to find a job. All those things. So the Democratic Party has done a lot for me in Chicago. Here? Not so much. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, understand both sides.
I'm just looking for one side.
But two of the
all
three,
I'm looking for, what has the Democratic Party done for you personally?
Oh, well, Democratic Party, it gave, well, you know, it's kind of hard to say, but it gives me a different perspective. Meaning, you know, allowing people to live in peace without
the... No, what has the Democratic Party done for you personally?
Oh, well, they helped me get through college.
How's that?
Well, there were certain grants and things that was available where I was going through some of these job sites when I got extra money to go to college.
How'd the Democrats get
and
you
they
that
sent
money?
A check to... Well, the people who was going through it were saying that they had put up this thing. It was through, like, Workforce of America and this place called the Higher Center, where it was things to help black people.
Okay, how did the Democratic Party help you?
I was like,
you?
Oh, okay.
How'd the Democratic Party help you? Because I'm not hearing it.
Well, what, right, well, what was right, told okay. to me.
Okay.
You know, so I was like, okay. So I went through the course, and then... you know, just looking at it. But based off this, I know it's kind of hard to answer, considering I am a Democrat. Mm. I just have my own certain views about certain things that that keep me grounded with the Democratic Party.
Okay, so
I don't believe in threatening nobody.
All right,
I don't believe in threatening nobody.
Okay.
All right, you have a good day.
All right. So in other words, I'm still looking for an answer to my question. I got one person that actually said what the Democratic Party has done for them. That's all. That's all I'm asking. It's kind of simple, isn't it? I think so.
Don't touch that dial.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
See, this is the part right here. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Dimitri is going on a rant. Democrats, Jimmy Carter with Habitat for Humanity. Democrats ain't did nothing for Habitat for Humanity. What are you talking about? I think you're piecing together something that because he was a Democrat and he helped work with Habitat for Humanity. Anyway. She was trying to. I wasn't hollering at you. You were hollering at me. You typed in a chat in all caps. You was hollering at me. You hurt my feelings. Dimitri said, yes, they did have to come to Democrats on them for not coming in a room. And so I responded to Dimitri and said, no, she wasn't. And she admitted that they did nothing for her personally. Because that's what we do. We generalize and we say it's good for the people because that's the information they've told us, that's what the black people we trust tell us, and we follow it, and it really doesn't do much for us. And then we keep voting, and we vote, and everybody's saying the same thing on all the TV stations and all the news stations and all the reporters who's lost their objectivity. And then we lose. And we have nothing to show for it. But instead of correcting what's broken or telling them this is what we want, what do? We focus on Donald Trump. And that's their way of taking your eye off of what they have never, ever, ever done for black people in America. They haven't. And that's unfortunate, but I mean, it is. Democratic politics are local. They're not national. And if you really think about it, in Milwaukee, it's bipartisan. So you can't run as a Democrat or a Republican and run for city government anyway. But yet, what do? We put liberal people in, and we have nothing to show for it. Like, absolutely, positively, nothing to show for it. City's going to hell in a handbasket. My top 5 at 5, guess how many stories I got in my top 5 at 5? One. Because it's that egregious. No fighting. Nothing on TV talking about it. Nobody screaming. No protests. Nothing. Zero. Those are your Democratic leaders who call themselves Democrats, even though they can't run as a Democrat. You got to run bipartisan. And that's what you get. Nothing. That's what you asked for. Nothing. And that's what Milwaukee will become. Nothing. And I don't understand it for the life of me. I just don't understand it. I don't even know what time it is. I don't even know what time it is. Really? Okay. So it just disturbs me to no end. It just disturbs me to no end that we tend to allow people to tell us what we know is not true. And then feel like they've done something for somebody else, but you can never find those people that said they did something for them when, in fact, did they really do it or were you just told they did it? I'm thinking in terms of what they did for groups of people collectively. Like what? Exact. Like what? That's my point. They can only do it collectively, because if you talk about it individually, and individually you need them to step up and tell you what it is, they can't. You know why they can't? Because they haven't done anything. They gave you smoke and mirrors, and they told you you used to feel right. And when you start complaining about it, they tell you about Donald Trump and his 34 felony convictions, and you start talking about his morality and all that, which has no bearing because he's the president. Can you explain to me why you lost? No, we can't do that. We can't tell you why we spent $1 billion and lost the presidency. They need to be called on the carpet, and nobody will. Top five at five up next.